弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我们是这个信仰根基系列，我们已经讲到第十一堂了。
This is the 11th message from our Faith Foundation series.
今年我跟刘长老两位我们初次尝试这个一系列十三个讲题的正道。
This is the first time that Pastor Alex and I have started experimenting with a series.
First try. 那自己呢得到很大的收获。
And personally, I feel that I've benefited.
我们事实上。最喜欢的讲道的内容是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is our favorite topic in our messages or preaching？
是圣经里面把圣经的话直接的逐句逐章的去跟弟兄姐妹们一起分享。
And it is the sharing of the of God's word from the Bible word by word，
或者叫做释经性的讲道。Expository
or an expository preaching，
因为这个呢是我们觉得自己收获很大，也对教会弟兄姐妹很有帮助的一种讲道方式。
Because this type of preaching feel benefits not only for us when we prepare, but also for the brothers and sisters.
可是同时呢，我们一起在有感动，就是说讲到我们的信仰的根基的这些很重要的话题，同样是建造教会、建造弟兄姐妹。神摆在我们心中一个非常重要的一个事工。
This is also something that God has placed on our hearts that this faith foundation is very important for all brothers and sisters.
这十三个主题对我们每一个信徒来讲，甚至我们在当中慕道的朋友来讲，都是很重要的。
And these 13 topics are very important not only to the believers but also to our seeking friends.
但是这种讲道的方式对我们来说是一种挑战和学习。
But this type of preaching is a challenge for us and a lesson for us.
但是是神给我们的挑战和学习，所以呢，我们在这当中也是得到很大的祝福。
But it is a challenge given by God, so we really benefit from it.
盼望弟兄姐妹们在神的话语当中有很得到很多的供应。
I hope that brothers and sisters would also have really benefited and received a lot from this type of preaching from God's word.
今天讲到的主题讲到的是宣教。
And today's topic is evangelism.
那我就把今天的讲章的主题称为不得不传的福音。
And the title of today's message is Compelled to Preach the Gospel.
当我们讲到宣教这件事情的时候，
And when we talk about the topic of evangelism,
在观念上面，通常我们讲到三个层面。
And in concept, there's usually points.
Three level of evangelism we typically talk about. 我们讲到个人的传福音。
Three levels of evangelism. One is the personal evangelism.
然后我们会讲到教会的布道。
And then also the church evangelism.
然后呢，我们讲到是普世的宣教
，or a global evangelism。
个人的传福音呢，是讲到我们个人与周遭的人，我们直接的去讲福音，然后带人信主。
And this personal evangelism is the personal relationships that we have with the people around us to share the gospel with them and lead them to Christ.
教会的布道通常是讲到一个教会的弟兄姐妹们动员起来，为着要将福音传出去，做一个布道的会，然后呢，请很多的人来教会里面听主耶稣基督的福音。
And church evangelism includes the whole church coming together, mobilizing together, and preparing or setting up a evangelistic meeting, and we invite people to come to our church to hear the gospel.
然后讲到普世的宣教，就是讲到将通常是宣教士受神的感动，我们做神的儿女，我们差派这一群弟兄姐妹们，他们到远处，到世界的地极去讲，把主耶稣基督的福音传到那些还没有听到 神的救恩的地方的，还有人的耳中。
And global evangelism is a group of believers that have been called by God and have a burden to go to the ends of the earth to share the gospel, and the church supports them by sending these people out so that they can go out to the ends of the earth to share the gospel.
你知道在宣教这件事情上面不但是个人的传福音，但是教会的布道以及普世的宣教，这一切都是在宣教的这个主题当中。
And all three of these personal evangelism, church evangelism, and global evangelism, they all fall under the topic of evangelism.
而每一个属于神的儿女都在宣教的这件事情上面占有责任和占有一席之位。
And all that belongs to God have a responsibility and are accountable for the duty of evangelizing.
也就是说，不但是我们自己属于神的儿女，我们如果是基督徒，在个人传道上面需要去做，在教会的布道上面，在普世的宣教上面，我们都是要积极的参与与投入。
So for us as Christians, we not only have to be involved in personal evangelism, but also participate in church evangelism and also global evangelism.
可是很多时候呢，我们对于宣教这件事情的观念，我们可能了解的不够深，这个了解的不够透彻。
But oftentimes regarding the topic of evangelism, we may not have a deep understanding of the topic.
基督徒多半知道传福音是一个责任。
And most Christians know that it is our responsibility to share the gospel.
我们需要领人信主。
And we need to lead people to Christ.
可是我发现，包括我自己在内以前，就是我们虽然知道这是我们该做的事情，可是我们真正并不了解为什么我们要去做这件事情。
But I find that many Christians, including myself, that we don't really have a correct understanding of evangelism, and we don't understand the reason why we should evangelize.
所以，我们今天来到神的话话的前面呢，我们首先要从神那边学到为什么神把这样子的一个托付交代给我们。然后我们应该要用什么样的态度去对神的话做反应。
So we need to look at God's word this morning so that we can see what is the purpose and reason why God put this responsibility, has given this responsibility to us and how are we to respond.
我们来看罗马书第十章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十三和十四节
，verse 13 to 14。
因为凡求告主名的必得救，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你今天早晨召聚我们在你的殿中一同聚集，一同来敬拜。
Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this morning that we can gather together to worship you.
主，我们真的是借着诗歌，借着祷告，借着你的话语的传讲，主，我们要来亲近你。
And through the singing of hymns, through prayer and the preaching of your word, we want to draw near to you.
主，我们向你献上的是我们的敬拜。
And what we offer up is our worship.
主，我们求主你的圣灵今天在我们当中掌权。
And may your spirit hold the authority in our midst today.
愿你将你的话语亲自的浇灌在我们的心中。
May your word touch our hearts.
让我们能够清楚正确的了解你的救恩及宣道的宣教的必要。
So that we can clearly understand our salvation and the importance of evangelism.
主，你也感动我们的心，让我们在对你的话语有正确认识之后，能够做出合你心意的反应。
And may your spirit touch us and move us so that we can respond after hearing from your word.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们通常对于宣教，对于传福音这件事情，我们常常有这样的一个认识。
And we often have this type of understanding when it comes to sharing the gospel and evangelism.
就像我刚刚说的，我们需要传福音，我们知道。
Just as I said before, we all know that we need to share the gospel.
我们要带人信主。
And we need to lead people to Christ.
可是多半我们能够做到的是什么样的地步呢？
But oftentimes, to what degree can we accomplish these things?
当我们要向人传福音或领人信主的时候，我们是怎么做？
So what do we do when we share the gospel and we lead someone to Christ?
我们跟人说，跟我一起来教会。
So we say to them, oh, come with me to church.
你来教会。
Come to church.
可是来教会跟信主中间有多大差距？
But what is the difference between coming to church and believing in Christ.
来教会跟接受福音这中间的差距有多少？
And what is that gap or difference between coming to church and receiving Christ in faith?
那有多少？那有些人呢就说，好，我想要让他们能够认识主，接受福音，所以呢，我就跟他说，我替你祷告。
So because you want to lead them to Christ or you want them to believe in Christ, you say to them, okay, I will pray for you.
你若生命当中、生活当中，你身体上面有病痛，你这个生活上面有困难，我是基督徒，我替你祷告。
And if you have certain challenges or facing difficulty in life, or have certain illnesses, me as a Christian, I can pray for you.
可是替不信的人祷告，跟让这个人认识主耶稣基督，得到救恩，这中间的距离还有多远？
So what is that gap, the difference between praying for the person and them truly coming to Christ?
我们如果只是邀请人来教会，我们如果只是跟人说我们要替他们祷告，
If we only invite them to come to church and only tell them that we'll pray for them,
但是这些人却从来没有听见过福音或者是救恩的真理。
But they've never heard the gospel or the truth.
他们离主和离救恩有多远？
How far are they from salvation?
有多少人在教会当中进进出出了几年、几十年以后，却从来没有听见过福音？
How many people have come to church for many years but have never heard the gospel?
没有听见过救恩。
They've never heard about their salvation.
甚至有些人到了教会以后，觉得教会的环境很好，然后呢，因为被邀请也受洗了。
And also, some people have come to church, attended church, and sometimes because of other people inviting them, they actually are baptized.
或曾经因为有人邀请，然后呢，做了一个所谓的决志祷告。
Or someone led them in their prayer of confession.
然后呢，就觉得自己信了，是基督徒了。
So they think that they actually believe, and now they are a Christian.
可是当你深入的跟他谈过以后
，But when you have a deeper conversation.
你发现他们对神的话没有了解。
And you'll find that they do not have a clear understanding of God.
他们跟主耶稣基督的生命没有结合。
And they're not connected with Christ.
然后他们在生活当中没有展现出一个重生的得救的一个生活的见证。
And in their life, they don't have a testimony of them receiving this new life.
那表示这个人没有认识主，没有接受福音。
So then that means that they have not received Christ and they haven't received salvation.
这不是说教会的弟兄姐妹们或基督徒们没有在努力的耕耘和传福音的工作。
But this doesn't mean that the brothers and sisters in the church are not diligently trying to do this effort.
这反映出我觉得两个现象。
But there's actually two outcomes.
Or I think this reflects two phenomena within the church. 第一，就是基督徒事实上不知道怎么样子去传福音。
So the first phenomenon is that Christians don't know how to share the gospel.
那第二呢，是觉得传福音这件事情是不需要积极去投入的。
Or the second is that they don't feel the urgency to share the gospel.
当我们看到一件事情的时候，我们要去想这件事情为什么会造成呢？
When we look at a situation, we have to think about why, what's the cause.
如果我们看见这个结果不是圣经上面所说我们应该做到的，那表示我们要反省。
So when we see that something that is not, biblical, then we have to reflect and think about why.
当我们来想到传福音这件事情的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要从两点来想。
Now, when we think about the topic of evangelism, there's two points that we should think about.
为什么这个福音是我们不得不传的？
Why is this a gospel that we can't help but preach?
Yeah. Why is this a gospel that we are compelled to preach? Okay. 为什么我们不得不传？第一，因为这是主耶稣基督所给我们的命令。
Because number one, that is the command given by our Lord Jesus.
对于一个信主的人来说，耶稣基督是我们的主。
To a believer, Jesus is our Lord.
他是爱我们的主。
And he's a Lord that loves us.
他是救拯救我们的主。
He is a Lord that saves us.
他并且是我们生活当中我们敬拜以他为大的主。
He is a Lord that we worship.
什么叫做尊主为大？就是主说的话，我们就要去遵行，对不对？
And what does it mean to hold him as the priority of someone that we worship? Is that anything that he says, we obey.
主耶稣基督怎么样子告诉我们说，我们需要去为他做见证，需要为他的福音做出口呢？
And how does Jesus tell us that we need to be the mouthpiece for his For the gospel.
第一，我们看马太福音第五章十四到十六节。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14.
马太福音第五章十四到第十六节，主耶稣基督他跟门徒说，跟这个跟随他的这群人说，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上就照亮一家。你们的光也当这样照在人前，你们的光就讲到是主耶稣基督的道和他的生命，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们属于神的人，主耶稣基督的救恩，神的话，还有他的生命在我们里面的，我们是要彰显出来给世人看。
So those of us that belong to God, those of us that called our Lord Jesus Lord and Master, and we've received this new life, we need to manifest that new life so that others can see.
你知道主耶稣基督说你是世上的光，不是你要尽量成为世上的光。
So Lord Jesus said, you are the light of the world, not make every effort to be the light of the world.
It's not try to become the light of the world. 这个是说我们已经是有神的生命，我们已经是世上的光，这是一个事实，这是一个身份。
So, this is a fact or an identity, is that we are the light of the world.
所以你们的光也当这样照在人前，就是说既然你是光，你这个光就要照亮世上的人。
So, if you are the light of the world, then you cannot be hidden. You should shine and give light.
弟兄姐妹，一个有神生命的人在这个世上是要将主耶稣基督的福音和救恩完全彰显在人面前的。
So, as believers and children of God, we, before others, we should manifest this new life and the gospel before others.
你是光，你就要照亮。
If you are the light, then you should shine.
你是光，你就不能隐藏自己。
So if you are the light, you should not hide yourself.
所以主耶稣基督讲到属于神的人，我们在言语、行为、生活上面一定要让人看见我们是属于神的人。
So if you belong to God, your words, your actions, and the way you live should manifest that you belong to God.
这个包括我们对救恩清楚的认识和把救恩跟其他的人分享。
And this includes a clear understanding of the gospel and sharing this gospel to others.
这是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
That is a command given by Lord Jesus.
而且当然在马太福音第二十八章，主耶稣基督所赐给我们的这个使命，同样的，他是这是以命令式的告诉我们，这是我们该做的事。
Also, in Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, that is also a command given by Jesus.
我们常称这段经文，马太福音28:19-20，我们称它为大使命。
And we often say these, the last two verses in Matthew chapter 28 is the passage regarding the Great Commission.
可是你知道，大使命听起来好像是一个客观的，是给别人的一件事情。
But when we look at this term, the Great Commission, we often think that, oh, it's something grand for others.
可是你如果真的去看这节经文，你就发现不是，是主耶稣基督对我们说的，这个使命是交托给我们的。
But if you look closer, you'll see that this command is actually given to us.
是一个主人对他的仆人所说的，所受命去做的一件事情。
It is the words given from a master to their servant.
主耶稣基督说第十九节，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，你们要奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So verse 19 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我们要使万民做主的门徒。
We need to make disciples of all nations.
我们要奉父子圣灵的名替这些已经认罪悔改的人受施洗。
And we need to baptize those that have confessed their sins and repented in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们要将神，我们将主耶稣基督的话教导给这些人。
We need to teach the words of Jesus to these people.
这是主耶稣基督所授予我们的一个使命。
And that is the great commission given to us by Lord Jesus.
这不是一个客观的大使命，这是主对我们每一个人亲口所说的我所给你的一个使命。
And this is the words that are given by our Lord Jesus to us.
所以第一，为什么福音我们不得不传？因为是主的命令。
So why are we compelled to preach the gospel? Because that is our Lord Jesus' command to us.
主的命令，主的心意，是我们能够抵拒，是我们能够拒绝的吗？
The heart and the command of our Lord, is that something that we can reject or forget?
这个我们可以说是意志上面的一种，意志上面的一种对神的呼召的反应。
This is one way of that you would respond to this command by your will.
我告诉我自己说，我不得不去传福音，因为我的主给了我这样的一个命令。
So I remind myself that I am compelled to preach the gospel because this is a command that my Lord has given to me.
我别无选择。
I have no other choice.
因为我另外一个选择就是我顶撞我的主，我不接受他所交代给我的事情去做。
Because the other choice is just to disobey and reject the command of our Lord.
但事实上我们是愿意听我们主的话，不是说他强迫我们，是我们很愿意去回应他所交代给我们的事情。
But we willingly receive and accept this command given by our Lord, not out of force.
当我们了解神的心意，当我们顺着神的心意去行的时候， 是我们自己得到满足。
Because when we follow the will of God, actually we are fulfilled.
我们发现我们是有用的，是受主重用的。
So we realize that we are actually useful to God.
这带给我们的是一个满足感。
That gives great fulfillment to us.
这是讲到顺服神、遵守神心意的一个神的祝福。
And that is a blessing to all of us when we obey our Lord's command.
所以第一个我们不得不传福音的原因是因为这是主的命令。
So the first reason why we're compelled to preach the gospel because that is the command given by our Lord.
第二个我们为什么不得不传福音的原因是因为我们传福音的动力是爱。
The second reason is because out of love.
弟兄姐妹，传福音是一个爱最崇高的一个表现。
Dear brothers and sisters, sharing the gospel is a manifestation of a very high level of love.
对于一个我们不爱的人，我们不会去关心他。
To someone that we do not love, we wouldn't care for them.
我们不关心他的生活，我们不关心他的永生。
We wouldn't care about their life now, and we wouldn't care about their life in eternity.
是不是这样子？
Is that so?
他上天堂下地狱跟我没关系。
It doesn't matter to me whether if he goes to heaven or to hell.
可是我们心里面都知道，我们爱的人，我们关心他们。
And we all know that we care for the ones that we love.
我们爱的人，我们关心他们生活上面的需要。
And we care and we love them and we care for their needs in their life.
我们愿意在生活上面能够帮助他们。
And we want to help them in any way that we can in their life.
在他们的经济上面、生活上面、健康上面，我们能够做的，我们就为他们做，为他们牺牲。
Whether if it's financially, for their health, we are willing to sacrifice to help them.
那你真爱一个人的时候，你就会发现你对这个人的永生，他在永恒里面他的处境，你会非常的深切的关心。
So because of your love for them, you would truly care for their eternity.
弟兄姐妹，当我们传福音的时候，我们不得不向人传福音的原因，是因为我们爱在我们心中激励我们。
So the second reason why we're compelled to preach the gospel is because we are motivated by love. That's urging us to share the gospel with them.
我们需要在这件事情上面，我们要好好的去思想。
So on this topic, we need to deeply examine ourselves.
当我没有向人传福音的这个动力，当我没有积极的要向人传福音的时候，要问一件事情，就是我对这个人爱有多深。
So when I don't feel the urgency or compelled to preach, to share the gospel with the person, then I need to ask myself, how deeply do I love this person?
你知道，当我们自己有了神的永生的盼望，我们自己从最终得到释放，得了这么宝贵的宝贝之后，你却不愿意去分给这个人，你爱这个人多深啊？
So once you have received salvation and you know how precious this salvation is, and you're not willing to share this treasure with the other person, well, how much do you love that person?
当我们想到我们所爱的人，当他在这个世上走到终点的时候，他的永生在哪里的时候，他是到神的天国与神同在，得到神的美好，还是他要去与神永远的隔绝，在火湖里受苦受难？当我们这样去想的时候，我们怎么能不去跟他们传福音？
So when we think about and we're faced, when we think about a person that we love towards the end of their life, we think about where they're going to end up in eternity, if it'sin heaven or in the fiery furnace in hell, how can we not have the urgency to share the gospel?
我们难道只对他们今世的生活和生命关心，而不去关心他们永生吗？
Do we just stop at caring for their needs now and not care for their eternity?
难道我们对他们的爱只到这个世界上面的生命终止为止吗？
Does our love just end at when their life ends on this earth?
我自己从神那边得了好处，我不跟你分享。
All the benefits and the blessings that I received from God, I'm not going to share with you.
你知道 Black Friday 的时候，如果有一个60寸的电视只卖500块钱，我都高高兴兴的跟我爱的人去分享。
You know, during Black Friday, if there's a 60-inch TV on sale, you know, we shared that
for $500
well,
only.
For $500 only, that's a great deal. We want to share with everyone.
这是小事啊，不看电视也不会死啊。
That's something small. You know, you're not going to die if you don't watch TV.
可是永恒的生命这么宝贵有价值的事情，我们怎么不去跟我们所爱所关心的人分享呢？
But regarding eternity and salvation, eternal life, something so precious, if we've received it, how can we not share that with the ones that we love?
你知道，当我们说传福音是主耶稣基督的命令，我们不得不在意志上面，我们要顺服他，去遵他而行。这是在意志上面的一种回应。
Do you know it's a response of the will when we are compelled to preach the gospel because it's a command given by Jesus?
可是我们同样在情感上面受到爱的激励，我们不得不向人传福音。
But also at the same time, our emotions, because out of love, we're also compelled to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要好好地去想这件事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we need to think clearly about this.
很多时候我们想到传福音。
And oftentimes when we think about sharing the gospel,
我们想到邀请一些我们认识的朋友啊，或不认识的人，我们去发传单，邀请他们到教会里面来听牧师讲一篇道。
So when we think about that, we invite non-believing friends and family to come to church so that they could hear the pastor's message.
或者我们说我给点奉献，让这些在外地宣教的人，让他们生活上面、事工上面有一点点的供应。
Or I offer a little bit to the missionaries that the church sends out so that they can be they have financial support to do their work.
因为我知道宣教很重要啊，传福音很重要。
Because I know that evangelism and sharing the gospel is very important.
我是基督徒，我要在这上面要有一点，要尽一点力。
And because I'm a Christian, I need to put a little bit of effort into it.
我愿意在宣教月的时候多点奉献，多替这些人祷告。
So during missions month, I'm willing to offer a little bit more and pray for them.
可是如果我们去想，我们自己生命里面，我们自己的家人还没有信主，我们却从来没有跟他们开口传福音过的时候，那表示我们在传福音这件事情上不了解爱，应该是我们的动力。
So, but when we think about the our loved ones in our family that haven't received Christ and we've never shared the gospel with them, then we need to really examine where is our motivation and our love for them.
我们要为孩子好，不是把他们带到教会。
If we want something good for our kids, it's not just to bring them to church.
我们要对孩子好，我们是要把他们带到主的面前。
It is to bring them to before the Lord.
我们如果对孩子好，我们爱他，我们要让他们得到主耶稣基督赐给他们的救恩。
If we want to love our children, we want to bring them before the Lord so that they can receive salvation.
对我们的父母，对我们的祖父母，也是这样的心意。
To our parents and our grandparents, it's with that same attitude, same heart.
怎么可能一个属于神的儿女，有了神的宝贵的永生，却不去因为爱去跟家人传福音？这个是一个很大的问题。
So it's a big problem when you have received salvation and that precious treasure from God, and you don't share it with those that you love.
圣经上面讲说要用爱心说诚实话。
And in the Bible, it says you need to speak the truth in love.
当我们只会用四灵律，或者说我们去好像把这个传福音当成一个例行公事或我该做的一件事情去做，而没有爱的时候，我们传福音就没有果效。
And when you just share the gospel out of a task, and you just share the four spiritual laws, but doesn't have any love into it, then it will not bear any fruit.
我相信你们当中也有跟我同样这个经验。我知道我要传福音，所以呢，我可以把这个福音好好的跟这个人讲。讲完了，拍手，我事情解决了，我已经传福音了。
I'm sure some of you are like me sometimes that once I know that I need to share the gospel, you know, I try to lead them to Christ and tell them about the gospel, and then I, you know, just walk away afterwards without any follow-up.
我交差了，我跟主说，你看这一项可以勾起来了，我传福音了。
So I say to God, I've already checked this item off of the checklist.
可是当你因为爱一个人去传福音的时候，就不是这样做事了。
But when you share the gospel out of love, that attitude is different.
是无穷无尽的投入这个人的生命里面，为的就是要这个人能够听到主耶稣基督的福音，然后成为主的儿女。
You completely invest your time and your whole being trying to share the gospel out of love so that they can come to Christ themselves.
在19世纪有一个英国的宣教士叫 C.T. Studd, 史多德。
In the 19th century, there is a missionary called
C.T. Studd.
C.T. Studd.
他是一个从一个非常富有的家庭里面出来的。
And he's from a wealthy family.
他是一生一世可以不愁吃不愁穿的这样的一个这个富公子啊。
He's from such a wealthy family that he doesn't need to worry about any of his living expenses.
Yeah. 他在大学时代得救。
And he was saved while he was in college.
将他的一生献与神。
And he gave his life to God.
把他家里面的财富全部都放弃了。
And he gave up his inheritance, his family inheritance.
他的一个志士的名言，他作为他的座右铭，是他怎么说？
And he has a famous quote.
他说有些人啊，喜欢住在离教堂近的地方，所以常常可以听到教堂的钟声。这个悦耳的钟声去在敲。
And he says this in a quote, some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell.
可是我却要在地狱的门口开间小店，为着要拯救人的灵魂。
I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell.
他能够把他这世上的一切放弃去做这件事情，因为他看见人的灵魂的重要，因为他有从神那边来爱人的心。
And he's willing to give up everything that he has, all his inheritance, because he knows the importance of sharing the gospel to others.
我们要有爱，从心灵里面，从情感里面回应给神。
And we need to have that love that comes from God.
Yeah, within the heart, within our emotion, we need to feel it. 我们需要去感觉这个爱。然后我们要在意志上对我们的主做一个回应。
And we need to respond to what God has called us to do.
这是一个顺服，也是一个爱的表现。
This is a reflection of our love for God and our submission to God.
这是我们为什么要去传福音的原因。
That is the reason why we want to share the gospel.
这也是为什么我们不但个人要去跟人传福音。
And that is the reason why we want to personally evangelize.
这也是为什么我们要以一个教会，我们要去让不信的人进来，怎么样子？不是加入教会，是来认识主得救啊。
And we need to participate in church evangelism so that when people come to our church, they can not only just come and attend church.But be saved and receive the gospel and be saved.
当我们对神的爱有更深切的了解的时候，我们就发现我们所爱的人不是只是我们的家人朋友，是我们的邻舍，是这世界上面所有一切没有盼望生活在最终的人，这是我们开始爱他们。
Sorry, say that again.
When we start to appreciate God's love for us, then we understand the people that we love are not only our family and our friends, it's our neighbors.It's the people throughout this world who live in a life that is hopeless. That's true love. 这是一个真正的爱。我们因为爱，所以我们要支持并且帮助这些在外面做宣教的这些宣教士。
That is true love. When you have the love of people, you would willingly support and pray for these people that are out on the missions field evangelizing.
他们不论是在东南亚
whether they're in the South Pacific,
不论是在中国的偏僻的乡镇里面、农村里面
or in the villages of China,
或者在此地借着广播在向世界各地传福音的人
or local broadcasting stations that broadcast the gospel message,
我们开始爱这些人，因为他们是没有盼望的人，没有耶稣、没有永生盼望的人。
And we start to love these people because these people are hopeless without God.
在外面宣教的这些弟兄姐妹们，他们是因为我们去不了，他们替我们去，所以我们要跟他们一起同工。
And these brothers and sisters that are out in the missions field, they are out there on our behalf, so we need to co-work with them.
我们有人生命拯救盼望的这个宝贝。
And we have this treasure, this salvation.
我们有这个能力去让人可以得到拯救。
And we have the ability to allow someone to be saved.
你是一个会游泳的人，你是一个受过救生员训练的人，你是有这个所有一切这个救人设备的一个救生员，你看到人溺水，你却不去救他。
If you are someone that knows how to swim and you've have been trained in rescue missions, and you see someone drowning, you don't save them.
那我们是什么样一个人呢？
Then what type of person are we?
所以这是为什么我们要传福音。
And that is the reason why we were compelled to preach the gospel.
那很多弟兄姐妹说，好，我了解为什么要传福音，可是该怎么传福音啊？
So then, brothers and sisters may understand, okay, we know the reason we need to preach the gospel, but how do we preach the gospel?
我要怎么传福音？传福音的内容是什么？
How do I preach the gospel? What are the contents in the gospel?
我因为不会传福音，我因为不知道怎么传福音，所以我只会叫人来教会。
Because I don't have any idea on how to preach the gospel, so I just invite them to church.
所以呢，我只希望他们来了教会以后，总有人跟他们讲福音吧。
So I invite them to church, hoping that someone at the church will preach the gospel to them.
And 弟兄姐妹，今天我们来看我们该怎么传福音。
So today, let's take a look at how we are supposed to preach the gospel.
所以今天以后，我们大家都会传福音了。
So then later on, every one of us will know how to share the gospel.
当人被带到教会来以后
，when there's a new person that's been brought to the church,
我们每一个人都可以去跟他们传福音了。
All of us will know how to share the gospel with them.
我们今天来看主耶稣基督给我们的榜样。
So let's take a look at the example set before for us by our Lord Jesus.
第四章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 4.
这是记载在约翰福音第四章七到四十二节的一个事情。
Verse 7 to 42.
这是讲到主耶稣基督跟一个撒玛利亚妇人在井边的谈话。
And this talks about a conversation that Jesus had with a Samaritan woman.
弟兄姐妹，我们从主耶稣基督身上学传福音的时候，我们发现传福音的内容有两点，只有两点我们需要跟人提。
And what we learn from the example that Jesus set is that when we share the gospel, there's just two points that we need to bring up.
主耶稣基督在这边跟撒玛利亚妇人是如此。在马太福音十九章跟这个青年的这个少年的妇人或少年的官所讲的一样有这两点。
So similarly, when Jesus shares the gospel to the Samaritan woman, he uses these two points. And also when he speaks to the rich young man, he also brings up these two same points.
我们从第七节开始看。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
主耶稣基督跟他的门徒在各处传道。
During this time, Jesus with his disciples preaching on the kingdom of God.
他们经过撒玛利亚这个地方的时候，因为疲劳，所以主耶稣基督就在井旁坐下来了。
And as they are traveling through Samaria, Jesus was tired, so he sat down by the well.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是完全没有来往，而且是不能来往的。
And it is customary that the Jews does not have any relations with Samaritans.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人有不同的历史和文化背景。
The Jews and the Samaritans have different cultural backgrounds.
就某方面来讲，有不同的信仰。
So they have different beliefs.
然后他们是世仇世敌
and they are also enemies.
所以他们不能来往
So they are not allowed to have relations with
Jews. 犹太人小看撒玛利亚人。
The Jews look down on Samaritans.
他们认为跟撒玛利亚人彼此的沟通，或者是交接，甚至碰到，甚至看见，或在同一个地方，是对他们来讲是一种侮辱。
So Jews believe that it is an insult, or it is an insult when they even look at or talk to or just approach any Samaritan.
可是我们看见主耶稣基督给我们第一个榜样，第一个榜样是他愿意去跟人接触。
But the first example that we see that Jesus set is that he is willing to approach.
主耶稣基督为什么愿意跟人接触啊？
Why is Jesus willing to approach people? Because he loves people.
因为他有福音和救恩 要分享给人。
Because he has the treasure and the precious salvation that he needs to share with others.
所以他对这个撒玛利亚妇人说，请你给我水喝。
So he asked this Samaritan woman for a drink of water.
他不完全是因为口渴才这样讲话，他是要跟这个，他要跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
It is not just because he's thirsty, but it's because he wants to have a conversation with the Samaritan woman.
因为经文里面告诉我们说，门徒们，这个使徒们，他们进城去买食物，当然也买水，要准备来吃饭了。
Because we know that the disciples went into town to buy food, so they would also buy water.
所以主耶稣基督是借这个机会去跟人接触。
But Jesus uses this opportunity to approach this woman.
弟兄姐妹，我们多少时候碰到人的时候，我们是不愿意跟人接触的。
Dear brothers and sisters, how many times have we experienced that we're unwilling to approach people?
在外面不跟人接触就算了，甚至有时候在教会里面有新来的人或我们比较不认识的人来我们当中，我们多少时候还是自己做自己的事情，不愿意去跟人接触啊。
So if you are outside the church, it's one thing, but how often do you see a newcomer come into our church and you're still busy doing your own thing but not willing to approach them?
因为他跟我不一样。
Because they're different from me.
因为我觉得可能我中间跟他语言上面、文化上面有沟通上面的隔阂。
Or maybe there's a language barrier.
那很有意思，这边还讲到性别上面的隔阂。
Or there's a
Gender
difference, right?
总有原因说为什么不去跟人接触。
There's always a reason for not approaching someone.
可是主耶稣基督把这一切通通打破了。
But Jesus broke all of these,
对不对？
These rules.
文化、信仰、性别上面的隔阂不会使主耶稣基督不去爱这个人，去接触这个人，跟他传福音。
And that does not, all these things, gender, cultural background, and all these differences did not stop Jesus from approaching this Samaritan woman.
主耶稣基督跟这个妇人说，请你给我水喝。
So he asked for a drink of water.
那妇人就跟他说，你说你这个人是犹太人，你为什么来跟我撒玛利亚人要水喝呢？这不适合的嘛。
So the Samaritan says to Jesus, you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. That's not, it is not right.
我们就看见，我刚刚讲到传福音的两个最重要的内容。第一个就是什么？主耶稣基督的回答，他怎么说？他说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他就给你活水了。”
And the two points that Jesus brings up in the contents of the gospel, we can see in verse 10 how Jesus answers the Samaritan woman. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
当我们要传福音的时候，弟兄姐妹，第一个我们一定要跟人谈到的是主耶稣基督是谁。
So the first thing that we need to bring up in sharing the gospel is who Jesus is.
主耶稣基督是那活水，是赐永生的。
Jesus is the living water that can give eternal life.
你看主耶稣基督马上跟这个人应对当中，他就把他讲到主是活水这件事上了。
And you see here, the first thing that Jesus brings up is that he is the living water.
我们不是讲耶稣是历史上面的人。
We're not just saying that Jesus is a historical figure.
我们讲到耶稣是神。
We are saying that Jesus is God.
我们讲到耶稣是那活水，让人永远在生命当中不会口渴，然后生命当中能够得到丰富滋润的这位神。
So who we're talking about is this Jesus that is the living water, that those that receive Jesus will never thirst again. And that will be fulfilled.
如果我们跟人传福音的内容里面没有提到主耶稣基督是谁，那我们没有在传福音啊。
So if we are thinking that we're sharing the gospel but never bring up who Jesus is, then that's not sharing the gospel.
但是人的反应是怎么样呢？这个妇人啊，第十一节他就说，他不懂什么叫活水。你看。
But here you see the response of the Samaritan woman. She does not understand what living water is.
你刚刚向我要水喝，你说你有活水，活水就是永流不断。对不对？永流不断，永远不会干枯的水，叫做活水嘛。
So here Jesus is asking for water, but then he says he is the living water, and living water is a continuous, a flowing water that will never dry up.
所以这个人还在想，你说有这个永流不止的活水，可是你又没有打水的器具，这个井又深，你怎么去打这个水啊？
And here you see the woman's response is that, okay, you say that you're the living water, you have this living water, but you have nothing to draw the water with.
不懂，还是想到属世的水。
She does not understand. All she knows is the water of this world.
所以主耶稣基督就要解释，讲得更清楚。第十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源。直涌到永生。
So Jesus explains to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again.
主耶稣基督是生命的源头。
Our Lord Jesus is the source of life.
主耶稣基督是赐永生的神。
Lord Jesus is the God that gives eternal life.
可是这个妇人还是不明白。
But the Samaritan woman still does not understand.
可是这个水听起来很好啊。
But upon hearing of this water, that's a really good thing, good water.
所以你看，他在第这个十五节里面，他就说，那这个水好，你也给我吧，这样子我以后就不用来这个井里面再打水了。
So in verse 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water."
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们传福音的时候，我们要告诉人。耶稣基督是永生的神，是赐生命的活泉。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we share the gospel, the first thing we need to share is who Jesus is. Jesus is the God that gives eternal life. He is the living water.
可是人多半不明白。
But oftentimes people don't understand.
我们之前也是如此啊。我们还没有得救之前，我们眼睛所看见的，我们思想里面所能够接受的是世上的事。
We were the same way before. We were blind to spiritual things. All we can see is the physical.
所以第二件我们非得在传福音的时候需要讲的是什么？
So what is the second thing that we need to bring up when we're sharing the gospel?
我们要跟人分享，在爱里面跟他们分享。我们是因为有罪的，所以我们不能认识神。
The second thing is we need to share in love is that because we have sin, we are not able to know God.
我们要有技巧的去分享，但是不能不讲。
But of course, we need to be tactical in the way that we share, but we still have to bring it up.
如果不讲罪，就讲不到永生，因为没有罪的赦免。
If we don't bring up the topic of sin, then there is no forgiveness of sin.
Right. And then there won't be no hope of the eternal life. 如果我们不让，我们不是去定人的罪。
We are not to judge others.
不是我们说人有罪，他们才有罪。
It's not us telling them that they have sin.
我们说人有罪，他们就恨我们。
And because we call them sinners, then they would hate us.
但是我们要将神的话分享给人，带他们到神的面前，让他们知道在神的面前他是有罪的。
But we need to share God's word with them so that when they are before God, they will know that they are sinners.
弟兄姐妹，没有讲到罪的就不是福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you don't bring up sin, then that's not the gospel.
今天在教会里面，我讲的不是我们的教会，就是在所有普世教会里面，许许多多人认为自己已经是基督徒，可是对罪没有认识，对罪没有一个感受，个人的感受，这些人没很可惜的没有得到重生呢。
There are many churches today, people that attend church for many years don't understand that they are sinners. Without understanding that they are sinners, then there's no hope of eternal life.
And they're not regenerate, right? They're not regenerate. 主耶稣基督怎么样有技巧的让这个妇人知道他有罪？
So how does Jesus very tactically bring up the topic and let the Samaritan know that she's a sinner?
耶稣已经讲到她是永生的活水了，可是这个妇人不了解，所以主耶稣要跟她讲，你是有罪的人。
So Jesus already told her that he is the living water.
主耶稣十六节他说，好，你去叫你的丈夫来。
So in verse 16, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, go and call your husband to come here.
结果妇人说，我没有丈夫。
And the Samaritan answered, I have no husband.
主耶稣就说，你说的对呀。
Jesus said, sir, you are right.
事实上你已经有过五个丈夫了，然后今天跟你在一起的那个男人不是你的丈夫。
For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband.
她在道德上面犯罪。
So she is sinning.
她藐视神在婚姻里面所定的心意。
She
she disregards
yeah. God's word on marriage.
Yeah, God's ordination about the properness of marriage. 她是顶撞神的，违背神心意的人呢。
So she's rejecting God's heart and God's will.
当她了解这一点的时候，她就知道主耶稣基督在定她的罪，而她必须要认罪才能够去信他。
So through this, the woman realizes that he is judging her sin.
Yeah, she is convicting her of her sins.
He's convicting her of her sins.
他把他在私人生活里面可能是最丑陋、最最不值一提的事情给他掀出来了。
So he reveals the shameful things in her life to her.
然后主耶稣就告诉他，我就是那位救世主。
And then Jesus tells her that he is the one that can forgive sin.
弟兄姐妹，连我们自己的主耶稣基督在世上传福音的时候，不断的提到的就是这两点。
So Jesus on earth, when he's sharing the gospel, he's always bringing up these two points.
不认识主耶稣基督是永生的主，是赐救恩的主，不认识我们自己的罪需要得到赦罪悔改，我们没有办法得救，我们没有办法得到福音。
If we don't realize that who Jesus is and that we are sinners, there's no way that we can come to understand salvation and eternal life.
我们教会里面有一位姊妹最近在跟她的外婆传福音。
We know that there's a sister in our church that is trying to share the gospel to her
grandma. 她跟我们分享，我们替她祷告。
So she shared with us and we're praying for her.
她很爱她的外婆。
She really loves her grandma.
她外婆也很爱她。
And of course, her grandma loves her as well.
所以她跟她分享耶稣的事情，神的救恩和这个永生的盼望，她外婆很喜欢听。
So she shares with her grandma about who Jesus is and eternal life, and her grandma really loves hearing about it.
可是我们这位姐妹真的是很感谢主，她知道她需要跟她的外婆讲罪的事情。
But praise God that this sister knows the importance that she needs to share with her grandma about her sins.
她说，外婆啊，那耶稣这么好，这个永生这么好，那你要信耶稣啊，那你要承认自己的罪。
So she tells her, well, if you think that Jesus is so great and believing in Jesus is so great, then you need to confess that you are a sinner.
那外婆，什么罪？我哪有什么罪？你说我有什么罪吗？
And the grandma says, sinner, I'm not a sinner. Are you calling me a sinner?
所以这姊妹说，替我的外婆祷告。
So the sister asked us to pray for the grandma.
你想一个孙儿怎么跟 这个外婆讲她有罪啊，没有办法。
So if you think about it, it's very difficult for a granddaughter to tell a grandmother about sin.
可是我们不能不提。
But we cannot, we have to bring it up.
因为福音的宝贵就在于我们因为有罪，我们不能自拔，而得了主耶稣基督的释放和拯救，不得不提。
That's the preciousness of the gospel, is that we have to realize that we are sinners, and it's through Jesus that we are saved from our sins.
我们的工作是去提。
Our work is to bring up the topic of sin.
然后把这个人交托在主耶稣基督的手中，交托在圣灵的掌管当中。
And then to lift this person up into prayer and to lift this person and allow the Holy Spirit to work in them.
我们是福音的使者，我们是福音的代言人。
We are the mouthpiece, the ambassador for the gospel.
可是拯救人的、定人罪的是主自己。
But the conviction and the saving of the person is the work of God.
但是神不但要求，也是他在慈爱当中让我们能够在拯救人的这件事情上面有一份。
But because of God's great love, He allows us to participate in the sharing of the gospel and the salvation of souls.
弟兄姐妹，你知道，当我们在看这段经文的时候，我们看见这个妇人，当她认识到主耶稣基督是救主，她将她的生命交托给主的手中，她认罪悔改之后，她很自然的反应是什么？
You know that in this passage, after the Samaritan woman has received and confessed her sins and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, do you know what she did after?
她马上跑回城里，把她的水罐子都落在这个井边了，跑回去跟她的这个街坊说什么？我碰到了一个人，把我自己的事情都讲出来了，莫非他就是弥赛亚，就是这位救主吗？
So she immediately leaves everything at the well, goes back into her hometown,and tells everyone that she has met someone that knows all about her life.
她不但讲，她同样带他们来见主耶稣。
So she not only speaks of who Jesus is in her hometown, but she also leads everyone out to meet him.
太神奇了。
This is a miracle. He must be the Messiah.
我以前不认识主耶稣，今天我认识了主耶稣。
I did not know Jesus before, but now, today, I know who Jesus is.
以前我没有永生的盼望，今天我有永生的盼望。
And yesterday, I did not have the hope of eternal life, but today, I have the hope of eternal life.
太神奇了，你们一定要跟我一起来认识这个主耶稣。
This is miraculous. You have to come with me to meet him.
在39节那里就说，那城里好些撒玛利亚人就信了耶稣，是因为那妇人所做的见证。
So in verse 39, it says, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony.
然后呢，更感谢主的是什么？
So then afterwards,
当这些人出来见了耶稣，41节，因为听了耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。然后呢，他们就对这个妇人说，我们现在信不是因为你说的话而已，是怎么样？我们亲自听见了主耶稣的话，我们亲自见了主耶稣，所以我们知道他真的就是这位救世主。
And see here in verse 40 it says, So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们在心里面，在生命当中，当我们有了救恩的时候，很自然的一个反应，应该就像这个妇人一样。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we receive the gospel and have received Jesus into our lives, our response should be like this Samaritan woman.
这个光是主耶稣基督赐给我的光，我照亮在世人的面前，是因为这是主的光要照亮这黑暗的世界。
And this light that I now have is the light that is Jesus that should be shown to on this world to others.
我不是带你来我这里，我也不是带你来教会，我是要带你来见主。
I'm not leading you to myself or leading you to church. I'm leading you to Jesus.
然后当我们带人到主面前的时候，弟兄姐妹，为什么我们要读神的话？因为要让人亲自的与主连结，亲自的听见神的话。
And when we lead them to God, why do we teach them about God's word? Because they need to have their own personal connection with God.
然后当这些人听见神的话，遇见了主耶稣基督的时候，他们才有机会能够认清他们的罪，然后认罪悔改，能够归于主啊。
So when they come to know God personally, then they can come to understand that they are sinners and then receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
罗马书我们一开始读的十章十三十四节，只要求告主名的就必得救。
Well, we read earlier in Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
你看第十章里面你就知道，那求告主名，什么叫做求告主名？就是我知道耶稣是神，是永生的赐予者，并且他是定我的罪，但是又是为我赦罪赎罪的那位主，这个叫做求告主名的人。 The one who calls on the Lord, on the name of the Lord, if we read chapter 10, we'll understand is those who not only knows that Jesus is the source of life, He is the Savior, but He is also the one who convicts us of our sins, and He's also the one at the same time who pays for our sins, and He's the one who saves us from the sins. 这个叫做求告主名的人，他就得救。可是，弟兄姐妹，如果人不信他，怎么能够求他呢？
So how will they call on Him in whom they have not believed?
一个人如果没有听见主耶稣基督的福音，怎么能够信他呢？
So how are they to believe in Him if they have not heard of Him?
如果没有人去传，这些人怎么能够听呢？
And if there's no one preaching, then how are they able to hear him?
这个是神对我们每一个基督徒所说的话。
And that is the words from God to every believer.
今天在我们当中，
Today in our midst,
有弟兄姐妹因为家人从国内中国来到美国探望他们，结果就信主了。
There are families that came from mainland to here, and because of their family members, they have come to know Christ.
因为他们听见了福音。
Because they heard about the gospel.
因为他们有人跟他们传福音。
Because there's someone preaching the gospel.
当他们信主以后，他们就把这个宝贵的福音，当他们回中国的时候，就跟中国那边的家人传。
And because they received the gospel, when they return back to the mainland, they will share the gospel with their family there.
这个福音的种子就从我们这边被撒到中国去了。
So the seeds of the gospel is spread to China.
我们为这些弟兄姐妹们祷告，他们同样能够把福音跟他们所爱的亲人、朋友、邻舍，甚至不认识的人都可以去传，因为他们爱他们。
And because of their love and they receive the gospel, they can share the gospel to their friends and family and neighbors.
我们每一个人都有这个义务。
All of us have that responsibility.
但是同样的，我们每一个人都有这个福气。
And at the same time, all of us have that the blessing to do that.
刘长老以前跟我们讲过，神给我们的祝福是要让我们拿去祝福给别人的。
Elder Chu used to always
Pastor
Alex used to always say that the blessing that we receive is for us to pass on to others.
这是宣教的内涵。
That is the contents of the gospel.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你今天提醒我们，我们传福音不只是因为这是一个基督徒该做的事情。
And today you reminded us that sharing the gospel is not just a checklist that we check off.
我们不是只是勉勉强强的去把这件事情做。
It's not something that we do reluctantly.
主，这是你所给我们的一个托付，是我们的使命。
That is a command and a commission that you have given us.
因为是我们的主所受命给我们的，我们是不得不去做的。
Because this is a command that our Lord Jesus gave us, there's Well, we have to submit.
你也告诉我们，我们要因为受到爱的激励，因为我们爱这些人，我们不得不去将主耶稣基督的福音传出去给他人。
And you also tell us that because we love these people, you love those people, we're compelled to share the gospel with them.
主在我们的生活当中，让我们学习怎么样个人向他人传福音。
May you teach us how to preach the gospel personally.
让我们知道，因为我们不得不传的福音，我们的教会是要是一个宣教性的教会。
And because we are compelled to preach the gospel, that our church needs to be a church that preaches the gospel.
我们有全部教会肢体一起动员的布道。
We know that we have evangelistic meetings held by our church.
我们要不断的对这普世的宣教要有参与和关心。
And we need to participate and care for evangelism. Globally,
因为这是使你的心意得到满足，也是使你的子民得祝福的。
Because this pleases you, and it's a blessing to those that belong to you.
求主你祝福你自己的话语，感动我们的心。
May you bless your own words and move our hearts.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.